What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law. No, we did that last week, right? Okay, can't do it this week. Okay, welcome back, America.
Hi, everywhere except for North Korea.
What? Alpha Centauri, the whole Milky Way. What? Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the... What is the name of this podcast? The White Beard and TK podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am White Beard, the... What did I call myself last week? The Glorious One?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Anyway, standing right next to me is the one and the only...
TK.
Oh, wow. No. You not someone different this week?
No.
You got nothing?
No.
Alrighty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, and all the mother good
things. Dogs, cats, worms, and birds.
Meow. Meow. Woof. Woof.
What sound does a worm make?
A worm?
Yes. Go ahead.
I don't know. Anyway, you sure you do want to say that your name is Smokey the Bear? In your little bear costume?
It's not a bear costume.
Okay. It's just a bearskin rug?
No.
To what did it be?
I don't know. Leave me alone.
Fuzzy? Farzy Bear! Okay, fine. Okay. Okay. Oh, stop playing.
This is bullying.
Yes, it is. And so what? Ow!
I did not hit you at all.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You admit that you hit me.
Yes.
See? I have proven, I have evidence.
Of what?
That you just hit me. You said you hit me.
No, I didn't.
Anyway, if you were paying attention yesterday, if you listened past today's, you know, the Tuesday episodes, then you will realize that we had no Walking Dead yesterday. Because, quite frankly, we totally forgot. We wouldn't have had to forget if someone would record them the day that I say, let's get this Walking Dead stuff set down. And the other the other issue is we see it the week before. So I'm kind of confused. If we don't do it the day after we've watched it or the next day after we've watched it so that it's already ready for you guys on Monday, then by the time that comes around, we've already seen the next episode already. So my brain is thinking two different episodes, so I can't pay attention to what we were watching. So we're either going to send you the other one today, which probably won't happen because we're a little bit late in the day. So we'll probably do a double episode for next week, which means by the time we give you the double episode next week, we've already saw another episode.
Was that necessary?
Was what necessary?
That noise that you just made.
Biddy biddy bop bop.
Stop.
Biddy bop bop. Biddy biddy bop bop. Biddy bop bop.
I'm gonna beat you up.
La 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 bum ba. Ow! Ow! Stop it.
I barely even did anything.
Again, see? You admit.
I tapped
you. You admit that you hit me.
It was a tap.
You're lucky this is not being filmed.
Oh my goodness.
So that wouldn't even just have your words admitting it, but I would have visual picture of this happening.
If I actually hit you, you would not be speaking like it hurt, like it didn't hurt.
Oh, so what you trying to say?
What do you mean?
that your hit right now was something soft, and that you could be worse than that, and you could really beat me up. Is that a threat to my life right now?
No.
So
it's just a threat to your fighting skills.
Anyway, she's standing over here looking like.
Like what?
Fozzie Bear. With the pair, well, she was. I guess she was kind of cold last night. So, what was it? When did you buy that? When we were out camping?
No.
You didn't?
No.
When did you buy the shirt?
Like a year or two ago.
Oh, wow, really? We should take a picture of it. That should be the cover. But that should be the cover of this episode today. Fine. It's just fuzzy little bear looking thing with a hood. Keeps you nice and toasty. So, this week we were supposed to go hiking, but we invited someone who decided they weren't going to go, and then the day just got to the point where we didn't, because I really wanted to hike. I've been stuck here for a little bit and need to get out of here. We've already said about we were supposed to go west, and that had gotten delayed, and then the pharmacy, between the pharmacy and the doctor, which really sucks, the fact that we, the patients, are the ones who get messed up. You know, while we're waiting for one person to approve the medication that they were already supposed to approve, and while you're waiting for the refill to come in when the refill was supposed to be there, but the refill ran out, and then you're trying to reach a doctor who doesn't answer, then you're reaching the pharmacy who sometimes doesn't answer when they answer, then they go after the doctor, and then you're just sitting there without the medication that you need. And so, if you listened to Wednesday, you heard me say that I was using intermittent fasting to help, you know, regulate my glucose. So I've been using that, obviously, with the medicine I've been taking as a diabetic. And it really was working out well, right? You saw my numbers. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, when all this mess up has happened over the past week or almost 2 weeks, my numbers have just been all out of whack, climbing up to 140, 150, 160, 170, and 80. And it's insane. And it takes me a while to get this back down, even with the medication, to get everything working well. And they just blew a whole month of me finding something that actually worked out of all the different things. Now, I'm not a giant fan of the medication that we have to take because it's basically poison. But it helps. And sometimes we need to do things that help us until we can get our health to the point that we want it to be at. Right?
Yes.
Right. Like the other day, you started getting up and working out. I'm like, that's cool. So, yeah. So, in between that, when we came back, I don't think we told them that. And that's the reason why we ended up with so much. We spent so much on food because we went camping that trip. And when we came back at the end of July, all of August, we never really went food shopping. And the refrigerator in the cabins got bare and bare and bare. We would just pick up a few things and never went. And the other day, we went food shopping to get everything that we needed. I'm not going to tell you how much was spent. So this weekend, we ran out of bread. And I guess it's a great segue into the reason why you showed up, because you saw the title of this episode. I think I'm going to go with a police encounter. I don't know. It's somewhere. I haven't figured it out yet. What the title will be.
Racist cop.
Racist cop. And I got nothing. So we went and wasted too much time in the house before getting to the supermarket. There was a lot of things I had to deal with trying to get my taxes taken care of, which that's a whole other. We ain't going to go there, but trying to get that finally taken care of.
Now you have to take the train tomorrow.
I ain't trying to get no train, no bus. I'm going to look and see if there's some parking places over there, and I'm going to drive. Let me tell you all something. Before we get into the whole cop thing, maybe we'll do that in the second half. So the whole food thing. Now, not only had that been an issue, but we came back, and as you know, for the past couple weeks, talking about my feet. So last week, my foot was feeling better. I was about to get around, so we were backed up from the week before's work, so I had to start filling in all the stuff that I needed to do. And then other stuff started happening. You moved, I turned my eyes, and now I forgot. Keep it up. That's not helping. It's making it worse. I was talking about food. I was talking about something else. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, so I really don't remember. I was talking about when we came back. Oh, so we've really just been in this house for the last 2 months. I mean, seriously, inside this apartment. It didn't start out that way. We were supposed to go out, and then my foot got hurt, so we couldn't go out. So we ran downstairs to the store and did some other things. I have not seen the wilderness or anything else. And I am dying in this place, stuck in here, smelling the city, hearing the city noise, and all of that stuff. And it's been driving me bonkers. So I go downstairs yesterday to the outside. As I said, we have been going downstairs, so knock that off. If you're thinking, what's wrong with you people? We have been out. I'm saying that because when you hear the tale that I'm going to tell you, you're going to go, wow. So, I go to H&R Block right around here in the south of the Bronx and find out that the lady doesn't work in this office. She works in Manhattan office across 125th Street. So I had to go over here in this area where there's no parking. So I couldn't take the car to avoid all the people and the noise and everything else. I had to walk. So I put on my hiking shoes, not my hiking shoes, the trail runners, and I walked from my home to over there. It's not a really big, bad walk. I've done it before, except for it's a little warm, but I got downstairs. I was attacked by cigarette smoke, weed smoke, barking dogs, loud people, screaming people, car honking, buses turning, buses making noise, beeping and beeping and banging. I'm walking past people who look like they've been living out in the street for 1,000 years. One guy was drunk, crisscrossing in front of me, and I'm sitting there thinking, what kind of germ is about to jump off and choke me to death? Get outside, I walk into the thing, I go into the store, the person said, they're not open. But they have the sign. So, okay, then you should call. I said, okay, I'm going to go call. So I go out and call, and I come around the corner. There's a guy smoking a cigarette, blows the smoke in my face. I move a little bit over to the other side, about 3 feet, and there's someone else standing right there. I mean, it's like people on top of people on top of people. There was no free space. Why are you just standing there? So I come home and I tell her this. What was your reaction?
Do you feel better now?
You think that's funny?
Yeah.
I know you did because you laughed at me. You laughed at me. I came home and I felt like I was just so grimy and dirty, and I was scrubbing all the nasty and the dirt. It was a lot. It was like people really all over each other. And I'm sitting there going, why are they out here like this? So that was traumatic for me.
Wow.
Traumatic. People. What?
Nothing.
Why are you smiling? Why are you smiling?
Anyway, so
you went down the other day. You was like, "Oh, this is too much." What'd you say about going to the store? It was too much. It was too much work.
Because it is.
Right. Anyway. Too much work to go downstairs to 99-cent store to get some paper towels and toilet paper.
Anyway.
So she frequently goes to this.
Anyway.
But.
I'm wearing this dress, which, by the way, is supposed to be worn outside, but I would never wear this outside.
That's a dress?
Yes.
Oh.
It was sold as a dress. Anyway, so, fun fact, because I was wearing it because a couple weeks ago...
I was talking about my trauma.
Like, a couple weeks ago,
my trauma.
I accidentally gave myself a cold. Like, it was really cold, and I had my fan on. And I just, like, I didn't put anything on, like, warm. And so I didn't really have a good night's sleep. So I caught a cold from the weather. And guess what? It only took me 4 days to get over it.
We should put that in a t-shirt. I gave myself a cold. So, I can't even get back into my trauma. See, you interrupted my trauma talk. I was tortured in the street. Then to get back in the elevator, it's crowded with people. I'm like, can you move? Why do I feel your hair on your arm connecting with the hair on my arm? Move! Get off of me! Dag, man, can we go back to the 6 feet rule? I was loving that because I don't like I hated it before all this, but I'm just like, come on, move.
Just play four corners every time you get into the elevator.
It's not funny. I was traumatized. And see, I don't usually go in that direction. When I come out of my home, it's like we go down to the car, go to the store, do some other things, and then that's it. And even when we did do it as a family traveling, we basically came from my house, got on the train, and went to Brooklyn, Manhattan, or wherever it is where we're going to go. So we never really go down around what they call the hub, 138th Street, 149th Street in the Bronx. I don't really go there. When I first moved to this area, I went down there like once or twice because I don't like it. It's too congested. And they've messed it up anyway with redirecting the traffic. They dumped a whole bunch of stuff in there to try to keep people in the Bronx just to shop in there. And it's really a cesspool area type thing where it's just a bunch of stuff just sitting there piled up. Kind of like, you know that chair, that flat surface, as I've always said in this house? That chair that you may have in your room or that particular desk or that area where you have all of your clothes piled up and you know because your husband, wife, or you told your children or somebody else, clean that up. That's what 149th Street looks like. Are you all traumatized like I was? Are you traumatized? Do you feel trauma?
No.
Do you not, what?
No.
Why? This is, I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm gonna go take a break and come back. Now that we have your attention for the next few seconds, we would love to hear from you. Your questions, your comments, whatever it is you want to say, your dislikes, we love to hear from you. And you can reach us at
whitebeardandtk@gmail.com.
That's
whitebeardandtk@gmail.com.
And while you're also there, you might as well check us out on YouTube. And you can find us at
The Whitebeard and TK Experience.
And on Instagram at the same name of
Whitebeard and TK Experience.
Where you can continue to follow along with our adventures on our Friday night adventure show, where we'll be showing you some of the places that we've been going on our hikes and the recent road trip that we have been on. So go check that out on YouTube, the
Whitebeard and TK Experience.
And you can reach us at
whitebeardandtk@gmail.com.
Thank you. So that was yesterday. And I don't need it. I don't need all this in my life. My only escape from all this was I can get in the car or we can go. It doesn't really matter. It was like getting out and go hiking and something else. And it's just like at the point now, I don't even have the energy because it hasn't even happened in so long. And that, people, is a dangerous thing for people who do enjoy the outdoors and do something else. It's already bad enough, the thing I spoke about before, is that after you've had that great adventure, after you've had that hike, after you spent so much time out there, this thing that you discovered and you love, and you come back, there's that whole big blue period where you feel down because, you know, coming back to normal life seems so fake and it seems so blah, and you just need to go out, and so you're thinking about that next time to go out. Well, that I went through that already, and then we pushed past that point to now, it's like, I don't even know what it feels like anymore. forget about it. This is my life, just sitting here, listening to the noise at night, not getting enough sleep. So, Sunday, we needed to go shopping. Pick up some bread. That's what we went out there to get, wasn't that? What did we go to the store for? Don't just stare at me, they can't see that.
Bread.
And mayo.
Frozen stuff.
No. Bread, mayo, eggs, and milk. Tell them the truth.
And everything from Trader Joe's.
No. That wasn't on the list. You added stuff, so we ended up with more things. Would you stop moving around? See, I'm... Oh my God. We just had this discussion. So... we go to the one market, and I was tired because we start out a little bit late, and I was like tired. I'm like, I just feel drained. I haven't really done anything. Let's go home. But no, we're in a car. What did you say? Tell the people what you said.
I said on to Trader Joe's.
On to Trader Joe's! With a daggone happy smile like this was a great event. On to Trader Joe's! Say it. Say it like you said.
On to Trader Joe's.
That's not how it's... On to Trader Joe's. On to Trader Joe's. Say it the way you said it.
Onward to Trader Joe's.
Onward to Trader Joe's, young men and women. So we start heading across the bridge to New Jersey. To go down to Trader Joe's off there. I thought it was the Edgewater part.
Probably.
Yeah, and then I'm regretting this because it was a massive, heavy amount of traffic. I just kept sitting there going, see, I wanted to be home for dinner. But no, what did she say? Say it again.
Onward to Trader Joe's.
Yes. So we get down the block about maybe three more blocks before we make the turn and start heading down. And there's traffic. Where are we at? Trying to move around traffic, so we were like in a right turn lane, I think it was.
I guess, yeah.
Maybe, because there was one that was a left turn that goes off to the other thing. And so we were in this lane, and I was trying to move over to the other lane, but the light turned red, and the car in front of us made the little move. So we were there, and there was another lane next to us that was a tote that was definitely a right turn lane. And what happens to me?
First of all, can we talk about every time I go to Trader Joe's, I just feel like I'm going to get hate crimed.
You're gonna who?
Feel like I'm gonna get hate crime.
Good grief.
Not like seriously, but like, I just feel so nervous in that store. Not like I feel like somebody's watching me. But people move so fast. It's like somebody might just like punch you in the face for no reason. I'm like, why'd you do that? I'm having a bad day. Move. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. But go on.
There's a copper.
There's a copper.
In the crosswalk. Sir, you're in the right lane. Make the turn.
What did he say? You're in the wrong lane? Whatever, it was the right lane, whatever it was. But you had to make the turn.
That was him with the windows up. We could barely hear him.
Right. We had the windows up and the music playing. I'm looking at him, and it was really kind of comical.
I'm trying not to laugh in the passenger seat.
And so he... How can I have this picture looking? I know. Remember, what's his name in The Terminator? What did I just tell you? The guy who was on The Walking Dead episode. He was playing the twin. Robert Patrick from The Terminator. Remember with the glasses? He was straight up and down, no lips, and his uniform was straight. It was tucked. He had no smile. He didn't do anything. This is exactly what this cop was doing, except for he had hair. It was dark, and he was just standing there staring at him. Moving his neck like he was a drill sergeant. Moving his neck like he was a drill sergeant. You're in the wrong lane! You're in the wrong lane! Never mind. I'm like, what? So I cracked the window. Make the turn, but I don't want to go. I want to go straight. Why would I make a right turn? Make the turn.
And then he leaned in. I'm like, this man is
definitely. He seriously leaned in. He put his hand up on his belt,
this
right?
This man is definitely like, power tripping right
like
now.
On his hips, like two of his hips. And then he just leaned forward and tilted his head like, did you hear what I said? Like a parent talking to his child. And he just stopped and looked. And I'm going, I'm trying to go straight. And he just stopped looking at me. I'm going, okay.
The worst, he wasn't even white. That man was Asian.
Unfortunately, it was an incident of two immovable objects.
This was minority on minority hate crimes right now.
And
violence. Oppression.
He was just standing there looking like, brr. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to go because I'm over here. Now, somebody else probably goes, oh, yes. But I wasn't because I'm sitting there going, you're making no sense to me right now. And I'm a little older than a lot of other people he may run into or the people he'd like to talk to. And I'm sitting there going, what he's telling me doesn't make any sense, which is the reason why I wasn't moving. I didn't want to argue with him. And it really wasn't an argument. It was he made his commands. I said what I wanted to do. He made his commands. I said what I wanted to do. There was no arguing back and forth. It was like, you ain't gonna move, I ain't gonna move. What's that movie with the Dr. Seuss? You probably don't know it. The book where the two people didn't move and they end up building a whole city and a building and a bridge around them because the two of them didn't move. Go ahead, what were you gonna say? You got something you wanna say.
And I said, you know, see if somebody runs him over, he'd be mad, right? You're a cop killer. You're annoying. You are annoying and rude.
Make the turn! And I try not to laugh.
You can turn left on so-and-so street. Man.
Well, that was after what I said to him because he's standing there looking at me and then he does this thing. He's just standing there staring for a while. I'm like, uh-oh. It took a while for it to hit me in my head. I was like.
And he had like rectangle glasses, so he looked extra numb.
I'm sitting there thinking, it took a long while to hit me. I was like, oh crap, he's just standing there saying the word because he's just, I'm like, am I about to be arrested? And then I didn't move.
And I said, it was later when we were discussing it. I said, he can't arrest you if he can't catch you. He's on foot, you're in a car.
So we just both stared at each other. Make the turn. And I said, well, I need to go straight. How am I going to go straight? You can turn left on Paradise Avenue. And I'm like, okay. So I go and I put on my blanket. Well, I was already had the blanket. So I move into the other line, when the guy was gone. I said, that's all you had to say. Without the attitude. And he just stood there. Without a word, without an emotion, nothing else. And then I just drove on off. And then after that, we just started laughing the entire time. Y'all remember Buford? Justice T. Buford. I had to watch a little bit of him from Smokey and the Bandit. I was like, it was one of them instances. Like, what's wrong with this guy?
Seriously, one day there's going to be somebody who's like, step out the car, and they're going to be like, no. And then continue driving. All you can hear is a pfft. That man will be gone.
Like, make the turn.
Don't be acting stupid. Do not be acting stupid because one day you will catch somebody that wants to act even more stupid. They might just be a criminal with a weapon in their car.
Make the turn. You make the turn. Are you mocking me? Yes, I am. What? What? What did you say? What did you say? Get out. You get out. I really felt like getting into that. That would have been hilarious, but it was funny. I was not afraid for my life. There was none of that ever. None of that happened. But it was just like, why? And I'm like, oh, I know what like, it was. Like, he said, they're not going to let you make the turn to get on the. You can't get on the bridge down anyway. I'm like, I don't want to get on the bridge. I'm just trying to go straight down the block.
Which is so funny because, like, if I committed a crime, of course I'd be intimidated by the cop because I'm about to get arrested for sure. Other than that, cops aren't intimidating. You know what I mean? Like, I guess that's why people commit crimes in the daytime, because they're not scared of the cops. And I'm just like,
no, because they're brazen they're brazen criminals. You're not afraid of them or not intimidated by them, but be very careful, is because you weren't raised to be afraid of them. You weren't raised to be intimidated by them. You weren't raised to go, oh, look at me. Something's going to happen to me, and walk around with that lump on the back of your back, that lump,
right,
that bag on your back. So just like when we were having that exchange, I didn't see him as the person in uniform. I just saw him as, these are two guys having this conversation, and he's a knucklehead right now because he's not explaining what he wants me to do.
I think I've just always been that way because it was all also in school. Like when teachers would yell, I'd be like having to hold in a laugh. Or like, so we did a couple plays in my middle school. And so the teacher was sitting us down and was like, you know, you guys did this wrong, whatever. And so he was like having this whole talk. And somebody from the tech room next door across the hallway was playing the Copacabana song. And I was just sitting there.
I was just like, oh, man.
And I think people who think they're intimidating just make me laugh.
People trying to intimidate make me laugh.
I wasn't laughing. Themselves.
Yeah, I wasn't laughing at that moment. I laughed the minute we turned. Well, I really was going to laugh the minute he stopped to put his hands on his hip and just lean forward, staring in our window. He wasn't even anywhere near close to the car.
Like
this is how.
Like
this,
Michael Jackson.
Like Michael. He wasn't even close to the car. He was in the middle of the intersection. So, like, you're just standing there, and then you lean your head and tilt it and move forward. Like, did you hear what I said? And I'm like, dude, I'm trying not to laugh at you right now. What is that supposed to mean to me? And so as we go into the store, I come back, I said, you know we have to see him when we come back, right? We didn't see him, but we saw some other police. Now, I'm waiting in line.
You and I, sir.
I was waiting in line, right? I'm going down the right lane to get where I need to go. And here comes this car moseying around, getting out of the left turn area to go straight. He comes in and slides his car around the side of me, around the driver's side. And I'm like, nah, bro, this ain't happening today. You should have gotten in line like the rest of us. How you think you special? Because you know there's a lot of special ed drivers out there, right?
He was looking over into the window, and I was just smiling at him.
Yeah, so I inched up. He tried again.
Okay, listen, I guess I should stop doing this because one day I'm probably getting in trouble. Anyway, I just enjoy making stupid people mad.
So he inched up, I inched up some more. He inched up, I inched up some more. He inched up, I inched up some more. He thought it was going to be a way to get in. I inched up some more. I'm like, okay, bye, see you. Get behind me.
Why do you drive like that? I don't understand.
Seriously, I could have reached over and kissed this passenger. That's how close he was. And so I'm moving, so I get back on my lane. And so as we're all moving towards this one lane, that you get into this one turn lane, then you turn to go across the bridge. And so at this next intersection, there was another cop. And some tiny little car was doing something, and he was yelling at them. And they were stuck, and there were cars coming from all over. Because if you've ever driven in New York City, you know what gridlock happens, because everybody's trying to be special. They all want to get through the light at the same time. You know you just saw the whole gridlock for 15 minutes you've been sitting there because somebody else just did what you did. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to do the same thing, lock up the intersection, and nobody can go.
Not me, though.
It looked crazy. It looked like roaches scrambling. Don't act like you don't know what roaches scrambling look like. And they're all just stuck, and this one car stuck there, and nobody can go around it. And finally, he yells at them.
Kind of like that thing, the Rat King. Which is not like a person. It's just like a bunch of rats stuck together is basically what gridlock is like.
Yeah, so he finally gets out of the way. And so now I move up. It's my turn. And I stop because I'm not blocking the intersection, which is making everybody behind me mad. Like, did you not read your book years ago when you got your license? It's really dumb. And so it's our turn. We finally go through, and I start going through, and some old young girl decides that she's going to plow on her gas to come through, and she ain't even really even have the right of way. I'm like, yeah, come on. Little girl, you hit me, I'm going to slap you and your mama.
Your mom wasn't even in the car.
Well, her mother would have helped. She would have felt it. I slapped her mama would have hit. Ow! Who hit me?
Anyway, we continue driving.
We continue driving, and we run into the same officer who was screaming at the other guy.
We didn't really run into him.
No, we run into him that he was there.
Right.
And he said, go over here.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Nothing.
He just said, go over here because all lanes lead to...
No, he didn't say that.
Okay, he just said, going up here, there's... No, he said, I think he said there were three lanes or something like that. He said, go this way, there are three lanes to the bridge. Now, okay, and so we go. Had no issue. We drive up, and all of a sudden that three lane disappeared because all the cars seemed to have moved to the right. I'm like, should I keep going? There's like this whole empty row. And all of a sudden, I hear the voice of God.
All lanes lead to the bridge.
All lanes lead to the bridge. I'm like, Lord, is that you?
But there was just like a cop car.
So at that moment, it could have been like one of them, that Richard Pryor thing. I wasn't going down that dark alleyway because it may not have been the voice of God. But two or three, nah, can't say that one. Let's just say he said two or three people with a baseball bat. And so, oh, now you remember the joke. So I'm like, oh, Lord, is that you? And so we go up and the guy says, all lanes lead to the bridge and he's directing us to go this way.
The last two cops were white.
That has nothing to do with it.
Yes, it does.
It has nothing to do with it.
Yes, it does.
Well, because... here's the difference. They actually opened their mouths and said exactly what they wanted you to do to get some direction. Now, none of them were traffic cops.
Oh, no. But here's my...
But the last two were a lot better than the first one we encountered. But go right ahead, say your piece. Here's my point.
You say white cops are racist and mean and whatever. But when I get a minority cop who now is supposed to be the greatest thing ever, because we're both marginalized, right?
We're marginalized people.
And you act some kind of way. I feel some kind of way. And then I get a white cop who doesn't act that way. Why? Why do you act like that? I would like to know. Because me and you, we're siblings from different parents, you know? Right? We're supposed to be ethnically connected, right? This sense of community. So why are you not... Why are you not being nice to me? I would like to know. What was your reasoning behind that?
Whatever. He was a one knucklehead, and I have to look at him as one knucklehead, as an individual, one knuckleheaded individual that had the word police across his uniform. They are not all buttheads like that one was, but there you go. Again, the other two did explain what they wanted you to do and did point you in a direction. This guy just stood there, didn't say anything. Make the turn is all he ever said. And, you know, you're trying to tell him, well, I want to go straight. They're not going to let you on the bridge. I'm not trying to get on the bridge. Did you even ask where we were going? No.
Nope.
And when I told you what I wanted, you're just going to keep repeating the same thing. And then I'm, okay, well, you know, this is where I want to go. How am I going to do this? Stand there staring for a little while and then decides to answer. Go make a turn and so on. So, well, thank you. You could have just, that's what you could have said without the attitude. Now, everybody's trying to get on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
There are people living in that neighborhood trying to get to their house. So now you're going to make them go out of their way. And, you know, he just happened to be a butt. That was it.
Right.
A tightly puckered bum.
But what I said is correct. You want to make the point that white racist cops are the problem. White racist cops. Oh, white cops are racist. Then what's up with you, homie? Fix that.
Knucklehead cops are the problem.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just saying that the situation.
I know what you're saying, but that goes back to a lot of other stuff that I said too before. You know, a lot of people say, you know, indigenous people showing, blah, 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 and this is what happened. I feel this way when I'm out on the trail. I feel this way when I'm overlanding. I feel this way when I'm camping. I feel this way. You know where I always feel this way you're talking about? Only amongst the people that look like me. Those are the ones that have always given me the hardest time and called me all these names that people say that someone else who don't look like them call them names. I've never had that encounter.
Nope.
I had a close to that encounter when I was in high school and we were traveling back from a basketball game and we were loud on a train and one guy said, go back to Africa. I said, what? Now, in them days, I was kind of quick to flip off of my lips. So he said, go back to Africa. What? And he looked. So I've never even been to Africa. And I forgot where I said I was from. I'm from Harlem, man.
Yeah, I mean, some of my nicest teachers have been white. And some of the ones that I've had problems with were black women. Isn't that a funny thing? The only time I actually had a problem, and it wasn't a problem, was one of my teachers, I think he was like a drama teacher or something. He called an ambulance on himself. He was like, was it like a heart attack or a panic attack or something? He just sat like in the doorway of the classroom. And I thought it was really dramatic because nothing was happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure he came back to school and taught like the next day or something. And I'm just like, okay, so you were lying? Because you're fine.
Yeah, so that was Sunday. And then Monday I had to go through that trauma. To which I said at the end of the night was, what did you say about me with the people in the wild?
Oh, you can't handle the animals in the concrete jungle.
No, not at all. I would rather see a snake, a deer, a rabbit, an eagle, a hawk, or something else, a smell of fine trees and deal with the animals out in the wild than the ones here in the concrete jungle. I just can't anymore. I'm so over this.
And have to deal with the cop. At the zoo.
And then to deal with the cop that day. It's like, come on, man.
That would be a good, working at the zoo. I wonder if I could work at the zoo.
I'm trying to think of another encounter that we had.
Nothing.
While out. Nope. The last place we're at, I ran into a guy and I found out that I was like, why is there a trooper here? When we were in Maine? No. Yes. I said, there's a trooper here at the spot, the KOA where I'm like, something happened last night? Then I saw it the next day. I'm like, uh-oh. And so we needed some more wood or something else. It was a laundry detergent, so I go inside the place and see this guy standing very sharply looking. And he gets the laundry detergent. We're talking about the wood. Now, he didn't have in a suit. He was in regular old camp stuff. Come to find out, he was the owner. Him and his wife owned the KOA up there in Maine. And the car was his because he was telling me he was a trooper. So he had been a cop for so many years. And we had a whole discussion. A matter of fact, you know what? This is a good segue into what we were just talking about. He was saying that, you know, he wants to retire a little bit earlier because he's been doing it for so many years. And now that they're doing this, they have two jobs. He's running that with his wife and he's also, you know, a trooper. And so he's seen so much horror and everything else. So what he likes to do is, like a few of his partners to ask him, why is he going to get the coffee or something else? Why can't you just go through a drive-thru? He said, because I like to engage with people one-on-one and have that good connection. Because if you don't, the only thing you leave from with this job at the end of the day is all the horrors and stuff that you've seen. So he likes to connect with his community and a lot of other stuff. So it was a lot of other stuff. That's going to be on the t-shirt. That's going to be in the t-shirt. And so it was a great conversation about connecting and having people see you differently. And, you know, clearly the run-in that we had on Sunday, somebody needed help, had told him about that. Mm-hmm. He was too young to have been in the job for 20 years. So, and here's a long-term veteran. But yeah, so. Yes.
Anyway, I think that's really fun, the blue uniform. I think New York, the state trooper. I think New York City cops have boring uniforms.
I like the black.
It's ugly.
The 80s with the powder blue, light blue shirt was really, really bad. They went back to the old dark blue, black color. State troopers do have the gray, with a little pinstripe.
Yeah, but I like and mounty hats. I like the blue.
Okay. We staying with the blue. I like the blue.
But it's not blue. It's black. So you can't even say that.
Yes, you can. I stand with the black. See what I did there?
Yes.
See what I did there? I stand with the black. Is that all that we have to report this week?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay, yeah, it's time to go now. It's time to go. And hopefully we will catch you back here next week. And yeah, you know, when you're out there, just treat each other as an individual, not as a people group they come from, not because one wears a uniform, not because one's a crack. Oh, crack. I was about to say a crack whore.
Two and a Half Men was on last night.
Yes, and that's what I was left with watching that stupid show. She's like,
my sister's a crack whore.
Shit, my sister's a crack whore. They would make a perfect match. Oh, man. So. Okay, Two and a Half Men. I didn't really want to watch this. We were watching something last night, and it was on AMC. I said, you never let me watch Two and a Half Men. I'm not going to say all the stuff she said. You never let me watch it.
I thought. Okay. So the reason wasn't that I thought you wouldn't let me watch it because they were gay, but I had no context to like the situation. So like two men in a house with a kid, I assumed they were gay.
No. One was a rich brother who was a tramp, a male whore. And the whole show was about his sexual conquest, pretty much. So, yeah, that was the reason. So last night she got it after two episodes, like, oh, now I see why you wouldn't let us watch it. Well, you wouldn't let me watch that. Like, yeah, just because they put a kid in the show doesn't mean it's for children to watch. Anyway, so one of the episodes, a guy was talking about that, and the lady said, yes, my sister's a crack whore. So anyway, yeah, people, get outside and enjoy one another, enjoy each other's company and stuff. And, you know, we don't have to agree on everything, as I used to always say. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm just checking the time.
We don't have. Why would you do that in the middle of my closing speech, my closing monologue? And thus, we are now here to... What?
No.
We don't have to agree with one another, but you know what? We do have to love one another because it makes a lot more sense. So, yeah, you know, let's try to look at each other as an individual and not a cluster of all the things that we belong to. Because when you do that, you do have this strange outlook on life. I'm not a meat eater. Why are you eating that? You're disgusting. Okay, if you don't like to eat meat, that's you. Leave me alone to eat what I want to eat. Why can't we just be two individuals? But you stuck on what I'm eating? How about, wow, I like how you cut your, wow, that's really nice. How you did, there's so much more. You know, I could have been poisoned. You could have been poisoned. You're a young woman at 18 years old. Oh my God. I can't believe I just said that. At 18, poisoned by the encounter with that knucklehead of a cop. All cops are this and all cops. And that should never be it. It is the individual person that you're dealing with. It's just a giant, massive, puckering bumhole. All right, say goodbye.